Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. And as everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Savannah, and I am a 12th grade student at Father Mercury High School.
Okay, and you're involved with?
Santa's Anonymous.
There we go. What are you doing for Santa's?
So for Santa's, I'm mostly responsible for a fundraising junior high dance.
Explain what that's about, please.
So I get to kind of prep and plan a few events for our junior high dance between grades 7 through 9.
Okay, so kids are still coming to dances?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it is like surprising, right? Like it fell off for a second, but like,
yeah, when I went to high school, no dances.
None. None at all.
None at all. I had like a few in my junior high, but none in my high school.
Really?
Wild. Why did dances fall off?
Well, I went to comp.
So yeah. Okay. That's right. That's right.
You guys had a reno. You guys have a cool school now. You guys are nice and new.
Yeah, you can polish it,
Tanner, and being honest. Okay, so you're playing a school dance.
Yep.
What kind of music are we playing at this dance?
Trying my best to like let everybody pick what they want to listen to, but without having, you know, none of that explicit stuff that'll get us in trouble.
Right.
I'm trying to make sure everybody has fun.
So you're the DJ?
Well, I could be, but my main like responsibility is just prepping stuff, planning stuff. DJing can go to like anybody. So if I trust somebody or if somebody has good music taste, they can handle it.
Oh, it can't go to anybody. That's the, you got to have the music on point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is like a DJ that's going to be like a shuffle and like I call it an iPod.
Spotify DJ?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I would want that job. I would try to get that one. How did you get involved with Santa's Anonymous?
Well, it's been a big thing since like the 1980s here at Merck. And so I learned about it when I was entering high school.
Okay.
And then I tried, but when I tried like signing up for things, it was during COVID. And so a lot of the cool little things that they would give me, like right now we have the haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was given that responsibility, except during COVID they shut it down. They gave it to somebody else, classroom.
Yeah.
And then usually Fort Mac has that winter carnival thing that happens downtown.
Yes.
I was responsible for that in like 10th grade.
Yeah.
And I couldn't work there because of COVID.
Right. So COVID put like a stop to the plans.
Yeah.
So now you actually get to like get
do
your,
stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Get to
a
be a
lot better?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot better.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you were in grade 12, right?
I am in grade 12.
Okay. So what are you doing next?
Well, I'm trying to stay in province because, you know, some places are more expensive than others. And right now, Alberta's pretty decent, close to home.
Yeah.
I want to go to U of A mostly for biological sciences as a pre-med because I want to go to medical school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you started the process of applying for universities already?
I have. Yeah, I have. It's pretty grueling. A lot of money goes into applications. You know, $100 when you go apply to any university.
That's right. That's right. Unbelievable. My favorite part about coming and talking to you students is you're so much better than I was when I was in high school. Like, it's nice to see, like, a dramatic increase in regards to you guys are all, like, so, like, on point and knowing kind of what you want to do. Like, there's some focus.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes, and that's why, like, I really do like coming and filming with, like, students, is you guys get a bum rap a lot of time. Like, oh, they don't care about this, and millennials this, and, like, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when, like, you actually take some time to, like, sit down and chat, you guys are, like, really on point. You just do it differently than like old people used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild. Okay. So do you have or know anybody who have already gone to the U of A and that's why you kind of made that choice, or was it strictly based on province?
For me, province was a big deal because obviously I'm Asian. I have parents who want me to stay in province because, you know, they want me to be close.
Yeah.
But that's one drive because my dad wants me to be here.
Yeah.
But U of A is a really good school. It's up there. It's not just like a generic university.
No.
And so I think it's a good choice. And if by any chance U of A doesn't work out, then, you know, U of C is there. U of C is also pretty good.
Yeah.
And so overall, I think that U of A provides like a lot of things. It's a great university and it's been around for forever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think their history and their reputation is what kind of got me into that.
Yeah, yeah. And the university area in Edmonton is awesome. Like with White Ave being there, and like it's like a mature area.
Yep.
It's a beautiful campus. Yeah. So in regards to moving there, do you think you'd live in a dorm? Do you think you'd live in an apartment? Like what?
I'd probably try to live in an apartment.
Okay.
But I mean, a lot of people have said that first year going into a dorm is a good idea because, you know, you get to live with people, you have, you know, free food, all that type of catering and stuff.
That's right.
And then, you know,
is
your
food free? Like you don't have to
go anywhere?
You got to buy the meal plan.
You have to buy a meal plan.
So, yeah.
They'll give you like, you know.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back, the camera, memory. I haven't been deleting any videos. I promise we didn't talk about anything. All right, so we're chatting about the meal plans at the schools. So the dorm is one way that you're looking.
I think it's a good way to look at it, but you know, it's really not that cheap.
No.
Everyone's trying to, you know, save money nowadays. Mm-hmm. And so I think going to Edmonton with maybe like a friend who's also going to the U of A, it's good to share an apartment with somebody you trust.
That's right.
Somebody who's not messy.
That's right. That's right.
Responsible.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's one way looking at it.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary because, you know, I have to be on my own, but I think it'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh no, you'll figure it out. There's no doubt about that. Like there might be some bumps in that road, but you'll figure it out. Like I had an apartment when I went to Edmonton and my girlfriend, who is now my wife, stayed in the dorm. And so like it was nice to have like a little bit of both for me in regards to like dorm life is like really like a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. Like it might be a bit too much for some people. Like I liked, like although I'm an extrovert, like when I chill, I just like to chill, you know?
Right.
That being said, like the amount of like relationships and friendships that you meet because of the dorm.
Right.
Like when you live in an apartment, you just get in like the elevator or going up. Mm-hmm. If you have one, like you might be walking up some stairs, but you don't bump into a lot of people. It's like very isolating. So unless you're a dorm actually helps you make friends a little bit easier in theory. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a trade-off. There's no right or wrong.
Right.
Yeah. You said you're Asian. Which
You said Asian.
Yeah. You said Asian. First generation, second generation.
Should be second generation.
Okay.
First or second?
Where are your parents from?
Born here or
oh, no. So they were born back home.
So okay, you're so you're first generation.
First gen.
Okay, where? Where are your parents from?
We're from the Philippines, obviously.
Okay.
And we're from, like, southern Philippines.
Okay.
Pretty nice. My parents didn't grow up in, like, a humongous city. It's pretty mediocre in size.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, them coming here is a big difference because this isn't, like, a rags-to-riches story.
Yeah.
But They made something out of themselves after moving here, which is something I'm very proud of for them. They did a lot.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to go back to see where they're from?
Oh, yes. I've gone home twice so far, and I've lived here for, like, I think 11 to 12 years now. I grew up in Fort Mac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Like, I have immigrant parents, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they do things that just Canadian parents just don't do.
Yeah.
So... just don't. So what are the things that your parents do where you're like, seriously, guys, why do you gotta be such an immigrant right now?
I think for me, it was entering middle school for the first time here and like not understanding why I couldn't go to sleepovers. They were like, they do a head count. They do a family head count.
He's not allowed to go to sleepovers either.
You're not? You're
no, I was never allowed. And I'm not going to go into it on camera.
Even for
but,
guys.
Like, my kid is not allowed to go to sleepovers either.
No.
Like, it's a trend. I'm going to keep going. So anyways, yeah, my parents, like, I hated it though when I was a kid. I hate it. I won't get on my soapbox. But, okay, keep going. So you're not allowed to go to sleepovers.
I wasn't. And I get it. I think now, me being, like, 17, turning 18, I get why they wouldn't let some 13-year-old sleep over at some random person's place. But they'd do, like, a head count. They'd be like, how many guys, how many girls, like, people you don't know, people you do know.
Yeah.
And then I get it. I think if I were to ever grow up and have kids of my own, I think I'd be on the same level of caution.
Yeah.
But if I know that person's family, my kids' friends' family, I think there could be some trust. Because even now, I have a really close friend who can sleep over at my place, and I can sleep over at her place.
Oh, so your parents broke it at a certain age.
For one person.
Wow, how old were you when they broke the rule?
I think I was like 14, 15.
Okay.
They must have been stoked.
They trusted her like no other, and I'm like, if we do anything bad, like, they would still trust you. Not that I do.
Yeah.
Not
that I do. No, disclaimer. Right. Yeah, right away.
Just in case mom and dad see this, I don't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was good to have somebody that my parents trusted because I could actually do stuff now.
That's right.
Which is great.
What did you do at your first sleepover?
I don't know. I did a bunch of stuff. Went to a bunch of stores nearby her place, you know, ate food, stayed up, did all that jazz. She has younger siblings too, so I tried to respect, you know, like, the time when they sleep.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we had fun. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. Tanner Tapp is watching. I have so many more questions about sleepover. I was like, what kind of snacks did you get? Yeah.
He's never been on a sleepover.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What were you actually doing? I've never been. Anyways, Tanner Tapped his watch. So that means we're out of time. So you get a shameless shout out or plug, though. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, any shout out?
Anything.
Shout out to my parents if they see this, because mom and dad live on Facebook. So I hope you see me sometime soon.
There we go. Awesome. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.